Title, Cost Corporation vs. Bose Corporation. Content, this case addresses the application of issue preclusion in relation to the validity of three patents. In particular, this case focuses on the implications of decisions made during the dismissal of pending litigations and examines whether these decisions render judgments final, justifying the application of issue preclusion to invalidate concurrently asserted patents. Background: Koss initiated a patent infringement lawsuit in the Western District of Texas against Bose, claiming infringement of U.S. patent numbers 10,368,155, 10,469,934, and 10,206,025. Concurrently, Koss brought a similar lawsuit against Plantronics Incorporated alleging infringement of the same patents, among others. Bose challenged the validity of these patents through Inter Partes Review, IPR, before the Patent Trial and Appeal Board, PTAB. The Western District of Texas Court dismissed Koss's lawsuit against Bose due to improper venue, leading Koss to refile their complaint against Bose in the District of Massachusetts. The Massachusetts District Court stayed the proceedings, awaiting the outcomes of the IPRs. Meanwhile, Koss's lawsuit against Plantronics was transferred to the Northern District of California. There, Plantronics successfully dismissed Koss's first amended complaint, arguing that all claims of the patents in question were invalid under 35 U.S.C. 101. Despite Koss filing a second amended complaint, Plantronics sought dismissal again. However, before the district court could rule on Plantronics's second motion to dismiss, Koss agreed to terminate litigation with Plantronics with prejudice, choosing not to challenge the court's initial ruling of patent invalidity. The district court then formally closed the case with an order of dismissal with prejudice. After the deadline passed for Koss to appeal the district court's final judgment, Bose moved to dismiss the appeals of the IPRs before the Federal Circuit as moot, arguing that Plantronics invalidated the claims at issue in the appeals. Issues whether the Plantronics District Court's invalidation of patent claims, which were not appealed or vacated after dismissal with prejudice, could be considered final and thus have preclusive effect in subsequent litigation. Holdings: The Federal Circuit held that Koss's patent claims were invalid due to the merger of a non-appealed, interlocutory order on patent ineligibility with the final judgment of dismissal with prejudice, rendering the appeals moot. Reasoning: In this case, the Federal Circuit emphasized that an appeal becomes moot when an intervening event, e.g., final orders in a concurrently filed litigation, prevent the court from providing meaningful relief to the appellant. The Federal Circuit examined whether invalidation of Koss's patent claims by the Plantronics Court were final and appealable, as argued by Bose, or whether it was overridden by Koss's subsequent filing of a second amended complaint, as Koss maintained. The Federal Circuit clarified that final judgments typically merge with prior interlocutory, non-final, orders, making them final and appealable. This rule was illustrated in Hartley v. Mentor Corporation, where a summary judgment on patent invalidity, while initially non-final, became final and appealable once the litigation was dismissed with prejudice. The Federal Circuit noted that, in Hartley, because the patentee did not appeal or seek to vacate the summary judgment, it became binding in future cases. Koss argued that the district court's ruling on patent ineligibility was negated by the filing of its second amended complaint. However, the Federal Circuit rejected this argument, referencing their own precedent highlighting that amended complaints do not need to reassert previously dismissed claims for those claims to be appealable. The Federal Circuit went on to note that requiring such repleading would be inequitable and burdensome. Therefore, the dismissal of claims in Koss's case, even without their reassertion in the second amended complaint, was incorporated into the final judgment. However, the key factor limiting Koss's right to appeal was its decision to dismiss the lawsuit with prejudice without preserving any right to appeal the district court's ruling on patent eligibility under 35 U.S.C. 101. This decision paralleled the situation in Hartley, where the failure to appeal or vacate the interlocutory order resulted in its merger with the final dismissal, G.